T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The time is 10:28, brought to you by DQE Communications. For reliable business internet, depend on DQE. And Ron, youth baseball and softball are here, not right around the corner. They're here. And 93.7 The Fan wants to join your teams this season. Visit 93.7thefan.com for details on how to register your team to have a chance for us to stop out to a game. Here's the situation, Ron. Jerry Dulac laid it out nicely, and so have others. If you're a Steeler fan and you're looking to get one of the Devons, more likely Devin Bush, what you are rooting for early in the draft is a run on quarterbacks. And that could even start at number 4, where some people have linked the Raiders to Devin White. But I see today where John Gruden's in love with the kid from Ohio State, Dwayne Haskins, the quarterback. What if they go for a quarterback there? That's one situation. Then there's Tampa Bay at number 5. They're also linked to Devin White, but also maybe Josh Allen might entice them. Would the Giants take a quarterback, Ron, at 6? The Redskins, I'm looking at Dane Bugler's draft here on The Athletic. He has the Redskins trading up to get Haskins at number 7. And then you have Joe Kopp's Denver Broncos linked to Devin Bush. But would they go for a quarterback? Would the Bengals at number 11? You want to run on quarterbacks, right?
Because that pushes everybody else down.
Everybody, yes.
And then you have maybe, you know, you still might have to trade up, but you might not have to go to 10. You might only have to go to 15, and that would come at less cost.
Will the Giants trade up? Daniel Jones is a guy everybody says they like. Brugler has them trading into pick number 13 to take Jones. Then you have the two tight ends from Iowa. Will they both be gone by the time the Steelers pick? I'm not expecting that Devin Bush is going to last till then. He seems like the type of guy, Ron, that has gained a lot of steam already, a highly regarded prospect who, through his workouts and through people like Lewis Riddick saying he's the best pick in the draft, there just feels like there's a lot of momentum around him moving up, not back, right?
I'm going to be disappointed if they don't get that linebacker. I really am. I mean, I'll live with the cornerback. I'll live with a tight end. But I'll be disappointed if they don't get one of the linebackers, because I think that's their biggest need.
412-928-9370. Who do you think they will draft? Whether they stay at 20 or not, who do you think they're going to draft?
Safe to go with one of those cornerbacks.
Make your pick. Who is it?
I mean, I don't know. Greedy, Brian Murphy. I'll say Murphy. Dulac's tied in down there. I'll go with the kid from Washington. I think that's a safe pick, and you can pretty much say that he'll be on the board by the time they pick 20th.
Probably. So Byron Murphy for you. I am so torn on this, Ron. I can see this Brian Burns, and I'm starting to think that might be the guy. What if they went receiver? What if they did?
I'd rather have a tight end.
What's the difference?
Yeah, I guess.
The blocking you're talking
but the guys they're talking, the two Iowa guys are as much receivers as they are blockers, right? I don't know you're going to get another Heath Miller. I wish you could. You know, Heath was so dynamic because he could do both. You know, they get a receiver. I'm okay with that.
How nice would that be? You lost Big Chest.
I mean.
No, but a tight end, how nice would it be to have a 6'4", 6'5", kid who's an athlete running the middle of the field?
And they could use both he and Vance McDonald.
Make your pick, 412-928-9370. Let's go to Carl in West Mifflin. What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I was thinking if they couldn't get Devin, one of the Devons, why not go after Sean Lee from the Cowboys? Because he's not a starter no more. He's a local kid.
Well, he's been banged up an awful lot.
What does a local kid have to do with it, Carl?
No, I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, he's still a good linebacker.
But he's a great linebacker, but he's had all kind of injuries, and I don't care where he's from. He could be from Mars. I don't mean Mars, Pennsylvania. He can be from Mars, period. I never buy that local stuff. You know, you want the best player.
Well, I understand that, Cook. But I'm saying, like, he's a good linebacker. You know, veteran linebacker.
I know, but they just got a veteran linebacker. I hear you, Carl. If this were 7 years ago, I'd be all over it. But
hey, boy, he's had such an unfortunate career when it comes to injuries.
Dan in Pittsburgh, what's up?
Hey, guys. My philosophy for them that I think that they should carry is you hope, in a best-case scenario, you play for to try to move up if you get that early run on edge or quarterbacks. And if that doesn't happen and the White and the Devons go, try to slide down. And you could probably pick up DeAndre Baker, Byron Murphy, one of those guys late first or early second, and try to maximize that second to third round area with even more picks, because there's a lot of talent they're thinking grouped in there.
You might have a point there. I don't know, Ron. I don't know.
You know, I don't know. Picks is enough, and I know Bouchette doesn't like to give up those
third round picks.
You don't like to get. You're talking about maybe trading up some of your lower picks to move up in like the third round.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no. I'm saying if you get that early run on the quarterbacks and they're going off the board, Cincy, the Giants, a lot of those guys, and then the Devons fall, then try to move up and get Devin Bush.
Well, yeah, that's what we
absolutely.
That's what we're advocating here.
I'm advocating moving into the top 10, and I really don't care what you have to give up for the 8 billionth time. My philosophy would be quality over quantity. They've got a ton of picks. Give me that one guy. If you believe he's that good.
Definitely, but what I will say, though, is if they are gone and they're not able to do it, obviously those 6 and 7s, I mean, those are fringe guys to even make the team. But there's a lot of talent in that second and third round.
No doubt.
Irv Smith, the tight end, Akeem Butler, the wide receiver, Chase Vinovich. There's a lot of talent in that second and third round that they could use. You know, use that first round pick to get second and third rounds even and build it up through there.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that. That's one of the reasons, by the way, that I'm not all that excited about a cornerback at 20, because I feel like the way that I've seen all the corners rated is you could get the same guy virtually
two rounds later. Yep. And that may be the way they go.
So what about then taking a chance on an offensive player with that first pick? And speaking of that, Ron, two of the people that we listed at the Post-Gazette today, their mock drafts had unbelievable first round picks. One was Chris Collinsworth, and one was Steve Palazzolo, who I like a lot from Pro Football Focus. I'm going to tell you about their two picks for the Steelers.
I have a funny feeling. I think I know who you're going to say.
It's interesting.
Is Big Chess going to smile somewhere?
He may on one of those picks, but there's two of them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.